Mishnayisa Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Hanhola recommends that all the boys should learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah in Chodesh Elul, and they want to make a seam, I think, before Yom Kippur. So we'll talk a little bit about the Mishnayis. Mishnayis HaMaseches Rosh Hashanah described the way we're supposed to have Kiddush Al Chodesh Al Pi Ariyah. The Bezin of three is supposed to wait for Edim to come and testify that they saw the new moon. That's L'Hatchila. If the Edim don't show up, then Halacha says that the Bezin is in the Kiddush Al Chodesh even without Edim, even against the Edim. Let's say the Edim do show up and they decide they don't want to make for the Erev Chodesh, they want to make a different Erev Chodesh. So that's the din. The word osam is chasavav, and that's one of the midrash Torah and the dreshes. Bambi darshan a word that's written molei achasam. He said over here on the first daf in Eila Nairis that there's a Gemara quotes a machlokes or a man of chachamim where the rektana has a knas of einus and mefata or not. So the Gemara says at the end of the perek that the mocker for the chachamim. How do the chachamim paskin against Rami? We paskin that rektana does have. What's the mocker? So the Gemara says on Mem on the base that the 11, 12 lines from the bottom of Mem on the base, the Gemara says the mocker is that the word Naira is written Chumash Nunayin Reish, sometimes written Nunayin Reish, sometimes written Nunayin Reish. So here by Yonis Mephata is written Nunayin Reish means incomplete Naira. Incomplete Naira is a Ketana. When it says Nunayin Reish, it says if the Naira Hamarosa was Mizana, she gets an Einish Misa. That's only if she's a Naira. If she's a Ketana, she doesn't get an Einish Misa. So there it's built Nun Ayin Reish Hei. It has to be a Naira Mole. A Naira Choser means a Ketana. So that's the Mukher. There are a lot of drushas like that. So here also, the Gemara has a drusha. It's when the Torah's Kohanim, Rashi and Chumash quotes in a Parsha Samar. It says twice, Eilam Yad Hashem. Rashi quotes it, it says twice, really says three times. That it says twice, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikra Osam. Mikroi Terush, that the normal way to spell Osam is Allah Vav Tov Mem. Here it's spelled so why is it spelled Chaser? So the Gemara has a drasha, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikra Atem. It's all up to you, it's all up to the Bezin. The Bezin wants to do against the Edom. The Edom say you should make today Rosh Chodesh, they want to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. Edom say you should make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, they want to make today Rosh Chodesh. They have a right to ignore the Edom. Eilam Yadashem Shetikru Atem. Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the Bezin made a mistake and they made the wrong day Rosh Chodesh. You can't have a month with less than 29 days or more than 30 days. You can't have a year with less than 12 months or more than 13 months. But within that range, even if Bezin made a mistake, the din is that the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibar Hashana is Chal even mistake. That's the one and only case where Psak is binding if it's in error. The Ramban Chumash is very difficult. Rashi and Chumash quotes the drosha from the Tanoim in Parsha Shoftim that it says, "Keep on the mincha davar amishpat." If you don't know what the din is, if you go ask the Bezna Gadol, you have to follow the pesach. L'osos maladavu shegid l'cha yom in a small. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, "Afidu ayimin shu small al small shu yimin." So the simple pshat is even if Bezin made a mistake. So that's a problem. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah says the Kasha, the opening Mishnah in Hoiri, it says the Feirish not so. When you know the Bezin made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow the Pesach of Bezin. You only follow the Pesach of the Bezin, assuming that they didn't make a mistake. We assume Talmid HaChamim have a Siyaita Dishmai. Human beings can always make mistakes. God doesn't make any mistakes. Human being Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes. Every human being can make a mistake. The belief in the infallibility of the leader, that's from a different religion. That's not from our religion. Our religion, we have the parsha of Parhalam Dovash al Tzibur in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra. It's conceivable that the Desna Gora will make a mistake. All 71 members will make a mistake. And the Rav HaTzibur will do an Isakaris based on the mistake in Pesach of the Desna Gora. Instead of requiring each and every individual person to bring a chatos, a kizbo sira, so the din requires that the Bezna Gadol brings the par halam davar shel tzibur. I don't know if it ever happened, but on the books there is the first perek in Hori is on the books in Chumash, there is such an institution, a par halam davar shel tzibur. So we believe that human beings can make mistakes, always like that. People can make mistakes, so why is a psak of a talmid chacham ever binding? So we have emunas chachamim. We assume that the Rebbeinu Shalom probably gave a siyata rishmai to the Talmid Chacham that he shouldn't make a mistake. But if you know that he made a mistake, then you're not allowed to follow the psak if it's an error. The one and only case where you follow psak even when it's an error is over here. Atem, Eilam Yad Hashem Shetikra Atem, Atem Afilu Mutim. Even if the Bezin clearly made a mistake, by Kiddush HaChodesh, and probably Yibra Hashanah, that's a whole discussion, and it's Lach, and in the Minchas Chinuch, what about by Yibra Hashanah? Rashi quotes from the Tanaim. Rashi and Parsha somewhere quotes from the Tanaim, that you have twice. Elam Ad Hashem Shetikro, some one goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, one goes on Yibra Hashanah, that by both of them, Afilu B'Tois, the Pesach is binding. So the Ramban HaChumash is very difficult. The Ramban on this week's Seder quotes, you have to follow the Pesach even when it's in error. As for example, the Chazal said that if the Bezin made a mistake in Kiddush HaChodesh, when he asked for example, that's one and only case from 613 mitzvahs, that's the one and only case where the Pesach is binding when it's in error. And any other, all the other 612 mitzvahs, there is no such thing. The Ramban himself writes like that. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban HaChumash is very difficult. Pesach is not binding when it's an error. Anyway, but that's the drasha. That's the drasha. Elam Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam. And it's written Chosavav, so you darshan if Zifu were written Atem, as if you're supposed to read it Atem. It's all up to you. Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashan is up to the Bez Nagol. So normal is that there's a Sefer Oitzer HaGoyim, has a collection of all of the Tshuvas HaGoyim that they put out from Chochem and Eretz Yisrael 4 years ago. And the owner of the Masechtas. So he quotes long Tshuvas HaGoyim about this. Somehow, some of the Goyim thought that there never was such a thing. It's a difficult Tshuvas HaGoyim. The Mishnah is very Farish. Normally, he's supposed to Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariya. Shaila is that Bizman HaZeh, we don't have any Bezn of Shlosha Smuchim. And we don't have anybody being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh al pi Hariya. So how does Rosh Chodesh happen? We ought to declare that there is no Rosh Chodesh, no Rosh Chodesh, no Yom HaTovim. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima from Sheshes, May Bereshes. The Gemara says we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly is Mekadesh Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Rosh HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shas. We in turn are Mekadesh, the Rosh HaKadosh. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Hazmanim, and Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Yom HaZikor, and so on. So if the Jews are not, we don't have any Bezna of Shlosh HaSmuchim, it's already many centuries, we don't have any smichas. So how do you have any Rosh Chodesh? How do you have any Yomim Tovim? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos raises this issue. So the Rambam answers that we have a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that bizman that you're unable to make Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariya, the halacha says that the Rosh Chodesh becomes nikva al pi HaCheshbon. Sounds like it becomes Rosh Chodesh automatically. The Rambam ascribes this to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Ramban writes in his Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm a little bit familiar with Talmud. I never heard of this Halacha Moshe Mesinai. He says, what is it? They kept it a secret for me? I never heard of this Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoyim. Yeah, the Gemara talks about Sod HaIbur. There was a secret. The secret was that when you're unable to be Mekadosh al pi Hariya, Rosh Chodesh happens automatically. Yeah, it was kept a secret. Why do you keep it a secret? I don't know. That's very strange. But that's what the Rambam writes, that Kiddush HaChodesh today, as al pi HaCheshbon, happens automatically. Is that the Rambam there, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, adds on another line, which he repeats in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that we today establish Rosh Chodesh, not that we in Chutz Lartz are establishing Rosh Chodesh. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are establishing Rosh Chodesh. What Jews in Eretz Yisrael are establishing Rosh Chodesh? Well, there is no Bezn of Shlosh HaSmuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So that's problematic. The Rambam sounded like he said, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that everything rolls on automatically. The months become, the Rosh Chodesh become Nikva automatically, Chosam Ali, and so on. And the years become automatically Shana Pshuta, Shana Moberet, Shana Pshuta, and so on, the whole system. And then he says, not so. Then he says, the Jews and Eretz Yisrael make it. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole suggestion on this that he hinted many years ago, not Pardes. He thought that the din, the different dinim of Bez Nagodol, sometimes Bez Nagodol functions as the Supreme Court. They paskin the din, whether the people like it or not. Let's say the people are not Shomer Shabbos. So the Bez Nagodol says you have to keep Shabbos and you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. And the Reva Tzibur doesn't want to accept. It's a tough luck. Who wears the Tzibur? Supreme Court paskin, the Bez Nagal paskin what the din is, whether the people like it or not. And then sometimes Bez Nagal functions like the Congress as representing Das Reif HaTzibur. So there are two parshas of Bez Nagal. One is in Parsha Shoiftim by Zochem Arme, and one is in Parsha Bahaloscha, where it says, Es Fuli Shivimish, Asher Yadaita came Ziknei Ha'om V'Shoitrov, that the Shivimish represent Das Rov Yisrael. So sometimes when we require Das Rov Yisrael, like Kibush Rabim, the Rambam says, in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara has a machlokes in the first perek in Gittin and other places, whether you need Kibush Rabim or Kibush Yochid is also acceptable. When they were first Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua Benun. So the Rambam paskins that you need Kibush Rabim, Kibush Yochid is not acceptable. So what's called Kibush Rabim? So in one place the Rambam writes, you need the Haskama of the Rav HaTzibur. Another place the Rambam sounds like he contradicts himself. Rambam writes, you need Haskama as Bez Nagol. So which is it? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's Hainu Hach. Bez Nagol over here represents, if the Bez Nagol encourages the king to conquer this area, so that's considered as representing Das Rav HaTzibur. So the other dinam, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the pshat over here. Why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim? The Gemara said, because Yisrael HaMekadosh V'Rosh HaKadoshim. Yisrael HaMekadosh. You should say Mekadesh Bez Nagadol V'Rosh HaKadoshim. Mekadesh HaBezn V'Rosh HaKadoshim. The answer is no. Over here, by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Bez Nagadol represents the Tzibur. It's not Bez Nagadol B'Toras Bezn, it's Bez Nagadol B'Toras representing the Tzibur. And he developed a whole theme that there are two parshas of Bez Nagadol with several nafkaminas la'aloch. So the Rambam seems to say that when you have a Bez Nagadol, so this, they should represent Klal Yisrael, the determining and establishing when Rosh Chodesh should be, when which year should be a Shana Pshut or Shana Beberes within certain framework, within certain guidelines. Again, you can't have a month less than 29 days, more than 30 days. You can't have a year of less than 12 months or more than 13 months. So within that framework, the Bez Nagadol should do. But there's no Bez Nagadol, so then the responsibility goes back to Klal Yisrael. So who is Klal Yisrael? So then the Rambam adds on in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Esek Kufnun Gimel, he has a very long essay. Usually the Sefer Mitzvos is Bekitza, this one is very long. But he says, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, those are the Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are Yechidim. That's a Gemara in different places. Gemara in Tainus, the end of the first paragraph. All millions of Jews live in Chutz Lortz are Yechidim, though. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered the Tzibur. The Rambam has it in other places as well. So that's what the Rambam says. That this halacha l'Moshe Messina. The Ramban says, I know, I studied a little Talmud, I never heard of this, but they kept it a secret. I never heard of this halacha l'Moshe Messina. So how does Rosh Chodesh happen by itself, bizman hazeh? So the Ramban says it doesn't happen by itself, and it's not that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael establish it. There is no such thing. He says that the Hillel HaSheni, the descendant of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he realized that the smicha is going to disappear because the Romans kept on making zeres against the Jews, they didn't let them confer smicha. So he realized it's going to come soon a generation where no one will be able to declare Rosh Chodesh. So he was mekadosh in advance, all the Rosh Chodoshim, he was ma'aber all of the years according to the system that we follow. He set up the whole system and he says, I'm hereby declaring all the Rosh Chodoshim until Moshiach Tzidkenu comes. That be his hagel. He's Mikadosh Ole Rosh HaKadoshim and establishing all the B'dashanim Ubaris. I think Gemara says you're not allowed to do that, and even B'dayevit, if you did it, you were Mikadosh in advance, no good. He says that Gemara, even B'dayevit, it's no good, that's only Midirabonim. But B'shas Hadchak, if you have no Brera, so then you rely on the din that you revert back to the din deraisa. But Hillel HaSheni was able to be Mikadosh Ole Rosh HaKadoshim in advance. You don't say it's like being Magdash Adovash Labali Oilam. Let's say I'll be Mekadosh a Behema that wasn't born yet. The Gemara says he can't be Magdish. He can't be Magdish a Behema that wasn't born yet. That's Dovash Labaliyam. So he shouldn't say that Hillel HaSheni couldn't be Mekadosh today as Rosh Chodesh because the day wasn't there yet. It didn't come. He lived almost 2,000 years ago. You don't say like that. On the level of the Raisa, you can't do it. So today is Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we have a practice that we recite Chatzi Halal. What is it all about? So the Gemara tells in Tainus that Rab Ikla Lebovel, Rab was an adult, he got smicha from Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and he and Rabbi Shmuel both learned by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, both went to Bovel to establish yeshivas. You see that you don't always push for aliyah. We want everybody to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you have to have Rabbanim and Chutz Lords to take care of it. Rabbi Shmuel learned in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Chutz Lords with the blessings of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi to guide the Balabatim there, to encourage them. They should all move to Eretz Yisrael also. But you have to, someone has to lead the Balabatim and Chutz Lords. So Rabbi Ikla Lebovel, after he got a smicha, and the Balatim didn't know Hilchas neither, they didn't know Hilchas Shabbos, they didn't know Hilchas Basa B'cholov, they were violating everything. And he worked on the community till he got them to be very observant. So then one day he came to Shul, and lo and behold, they sang Halal Amash Chodesh. And he says, there they go again, they don't know anything. Halal Amash Chodesh, who ever heard of Halal Amash Chodesh? So the Gemara says, Saba Laf Sekinu, he was going to go over to tell the Chazan, you don't say Halal Amash Chodesh. Until by the time he walked over to the Chazan, so the Chazan skipped one section, and he went to the next, so he was saying Chatzi Halal. He was saying Bedilu. Oh, so he said, one kasha for emphasis the other. Must be that it's only a minig, which he had never heard of until he came to Bavel. And since it's only a minig, that's why you say Bedilu. Whenever you mechuyev to say Halal, the Rambam understands when you, whenever you mechuyev to say Halal, you have to recite Halal Shalom. Whenever you say Chatzi Halal, namely Amash Chodesh or on Chalamite Pesach, the last days of Pesach, so then the Rambam understands that Chatzi Halal on Pesach is also just a minhag. If it would have been Medina, it would have been mechuyev to recite Halal Shalom. Yeah, where did this minhag come from? The meaning to recite Halal the last days of Pesach. Okay, the first day of Pesach, mechuyev Medina to say Halal. So the meaning that Rambam holds that it's a meaning to say Halal the last days of Pesach. So they extended it to the last days. Especially the way Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Zichron Rach, let's say a person wasn't well on the first days of Pesach. He was sick in the hospital, and he didn't say Halal. And then he gets out of the intensive care unit on Chalamite Pesach. So he said, you have to say Halal once, Halal Shalom, once during Pesach. So if you didn't say the first 4 days, so you say the fifth day of Pesach. Whenever you have a chance to say Halal Shalom. Why should you wait if you're healthy and you're able to say Halal? So say on the first day Pesach. If they say on the first day, so we in Chutz Lars observe Yom Tov Sheni, Itam Sveikari, I'm saying you got to say Halal on the second day. Maybe the first day was Erev Pesach. That's the way we observe Yom Tov Sheni, as if there were a Sveikari Yoma. But if you didn't say the first 2 days, then the first occasion when you have the ability to say Halal, so you say. So you understand why the minhag developed, according to the Rambam, it's a minhag, why the minhag developed that you say Halal every day of Chalamite Pesach on the last days. Because Mikra Din, you got to say Halal once during the duration of Pesach. So even though you said it already, so they extended it that you say more, you say every day. But where did it come from? Yesh Me'ayin. Where did the meaning to be say Halal Rosh Chodesh come from? Yesh Me'ayin, that's the question. So Moshe Soloveitchik, had a suggestion. And then Rav Soloveitchik said, after many years, he never heard this from himself, many years he found that it's practically explicit in the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs to try to establish which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the first Sefer HaMitzvahs is divided into two parts. The first part has the 14 klolim, the guiding principles that determine what belongs in the minyan HaMitzvahs, and then the second section of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists off, also divided into two parts, which are the 248 mitzvahs asay, which are the 365 mitzvahs lo asay. So in the first section, first he says, the first klal that he has is klal number one, you only count mitzvahs deraisa. Then he has klal, you don't count mitzvahs derabbanan, because it says tariyak mitzvahs number one, the Moshe Mizina. It's only referring to mitzvahs deraisa. Then he has klal number two, that you don't even include drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. You only include a pshut Shon Mikra, because in every generation the Chachamim can add on more dinim deraisa, develop more dinim deraisa based on a new drush of the Torah Shebaal Peh. You don't need a masorah. The best in every generation, the Rambam says, can darshan whatever they see fit to darshan. So yes, every time they come up with a new mitzvah, so they have to delete the different mitzvah. You can only have 613. The Rambam says, no, you have 613 mitzvah based on pshut Shon Mikra, without drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Then the Rambam has another klal. You only count mitzvahs that are noig l'doros. Whatever's only harosha is not a mitzvah. It does belong. So on the first klal, when the Rambam says you only include mitzvahs deraisa, you don't include mitzvah rabbanon. So he attacks the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, which was written before in the days of the Gaonim. they're not sure exactly who wrote this Sefer Halachos Gedolos, but it's written in the Tkufas HaGoinim, and it's also a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos also tries to establish which are the 613 mitzvahs, so he includes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs reciting of Hallel. So the Rambam makes fun of the Halachos Gedolos, says everybody knows Hallel is only the Rabbanon. Why does he include Hallel? It's only with the Rabbanon. So the Ramban there comes to defend the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag. So he says, why does he say that it's only the Rabbanon? So the Ramban interprets the whole Gemara in the Erechin and Daf Yud that the Chiyuv to recite Hallel on Yomim Tovim is because it's a Chiyuv Simcha. And Simcha has two parts. There's Simcha Saguf, the Abbas of the Yain, maybe the Abbasar Karbonis, whatever. Maybe Shamin is Simcha also. That's a discussion, what's included in the Simcha. And then the Ramban says he thinks that there's Simcha Sanefesh. And Simcha Sanefesh is the person's soul should rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reciting Hallel. And he says that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how come you only say Hallel on Yom Tov? Why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? The Gemara says that Shabbos is lo ikri moed. What do you mean, yes ikri moed, not ikri moed? So the Ramban understands, moed means that there's a chi of simcha. On Shabbos there is no chi of simcha. How can we say yismuchu malchus u'shem Shabbos? There's a long discussion in Achrayim. What is a yismuchu malchus chef? There is no chi of simcha on Shabbos. But it's the Chemin quotes pages of discussion on that. But then the Gemara asks, how come on Rosh Chodesh? Why don't you say halal shalem on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is ikri moed. What does that mean? So the Tur quotes from the Goyim that on Rosh Chodesh there is a chiyuv simcha, because the pasuk says v'yam simchas mardechem rosh chodeshem iskaitem b'chatzitzus alor lasechem alziv cheshal mechem. Where is that pasuk? I think of Haloischa. So because it says v'yam simchas mardechem rosh chodeshem iskaitem b'chatzitzus, so the Tur quotes in Ilchos Rosh Chodesh. Tur quotes from the Goyim that it would appear that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh dikri moed leima. How come we don't say Hallel Sholem? How come it's only a minig? Do you say Chatzi Hallel Minig? Why isn't it Medina? So the Gemara says it's Mutta Basiyas Malach. So it's very difficult. Mutta Basiyas Malach has to do with reciting Hallel. We recite Hallel Sholem every day of Sukkot. Chalamayit is Mutta Basiyas Malach. The Mishnais have a Moikotten. The Daf Yomi people are learning Moikotten now. The Mishnais say Moikotten, you're not about to do Malach and Chalamayit. But that's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether Malach is Chalamoid is deraisa derabbanan. Chabad paskins that it's only derabbanan. There are more paskins that it's deraisa. So according to those who hold that it's only derabbanan, so why do you say Halal Sholem and every day of Chalamoid Sukkot? If it's Mutabasi is Malach, why should Malach be connected with Halal? What's the relationship? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs translates the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh is Muta Basiyas Malocha, and therefore you don't recite Halal Shalem. So the Ramban writes that Halal flows from Simchas Yontav. Simchas Yontav is Deraisa. So it could be the Bahag is right that Halal is a Chi of Deraisa on Yontav. And he says they only excluded V'lai Me'atu Elo Halal B'Rosh Chodesh and B'Gvulin, because it's Muta Basiyas Malocha. Rabban writes a Loshon, the Gemara only excluded Rosh Chodesh B'Gvulan outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because Muta Basiyas Malocha said from the Loshon of Rabban, it sounds like our Moshe Soloveitchik said, that Mikar Adin Deraisa, there is a Chi of Halal Sholem in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because there is a Chi of Simcha in Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Goyim said. There is a Chi of Simcha in Rosh Chodesh, you see from the Psukim. The only thing is, they excluded the Gulen. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Rosh Chodesh. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? There is no mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv to bring musafim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, if it would have been also Basiyas Malocha, so you can say, all over the world, there's a relevance, there's a significance to the Kedusha Sayyayim of Rosh Chodesh. I went to a wedding last night, so you write on the Ksuba, you write. If a couple gets divorced, you write Rosh Chodesh, okay. But that's not because of the Kedusha Sayyam, that's because it's the first day of the month, okay. But what's the relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam? So in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha Sayyam is relevant. It's Mechayev to bring Musafim. So you can say, in the Mikdash, there's a Chiyav Simcha, Amrish Chaydish, and that's Mechayev to recite Halal Shalom. That's what it sounds like in the Ramban, in the Hasogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs on Shor HaShalom. They only exclude Vlaimetu Elo Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin outside of the Beis Hamikdash. It's Muta Basiyas Malocha. There are no mitzvahs Protios. There are no special. You don't shake a lulam. You don't eat matzah. You don't have to sit in the sukkah. You don't do any special mitzvahs. So the significance of Kedusha Sayyam Rosh Chodesh is only in the Mikdash. Probably only Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayikai. Who's in the Mikdash today? Nobody walks into the Makom HaMikdash today. The Parshat is only Bizman HaMikdash, yeah. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's the Pshat. That in Mikdash there was really a Chi of Medina to recite Halal Shalom, either according to the Ramban of the Bahagman HaTorah, according to the Ramban maybe the Rabbanon. Then the Minig developed that you take that din, that in Mikdash was a real Chi of Medina, either the Raisa or the Rabbanon, to recite Halal Shalom. And outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Minig developed in Bavel. Rav never heard of it. Rav got smicha from Rabbi Yudal Nos, never heard of the Minig. But when he came to Bavel, he saw they developed a Minig to extend the real din, that Mikra din only applies in Mikdash. So they extended it Bigvulan also, to recite the Chatzi Halal. But by us, Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig. That's why there are different opinions, whether one recites a Bracha. I was just in Morocco, so most places in Morocco on Rosh Chodesh, they do not say a Bracha. Like the minig should have been like that. That's the minig of the Sfardim. The problem with Morocco is that after 1492 and 1497, when the Mugurashim came from Spain and from Portugal after the Spanish expulsion, the Inquisition, so they brought all of the Minhagim from Spain to Morocco and they changed everything. And the Minhagim in Spain were changed by the Rosh. The Rosh was Ayeke. He lived in Germany. And the government put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison for no good reason. They just wanted to hold up the Jewish community for ransom. And the Maharam Rutenberg told them they're not allowed to redeem him, so he stayed in prison. He used to give a shiur every day to the Talmidim. And they're very nice about it. And on Shabbos, when it was chilly, it says in Shulchan Aruch that they would ask the Goyish gods to please make the fire, because HaKachela made Salatzina. If you catch a cold, you're going to be sick in bed. So b'makom chodesh ein b'sakana amir l'nachri is mutter. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Maharam Rutenberg asked the Goyish guards in the prison that should make a fire on Shabbos that they shouldn't catch a cold. They allowed him to give shiurim. So after the Maharam Rutenberg died in prison, so the Rosh realized they're going to put him in prison. He was next in line. They're going to put him in prison to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom. So he snuck out of Spain. He ran away from Germany and he ran to Spain. So he stayed for 10 days by the Rashba. He used to correspond with the Rashba. So he snuck out of Germany, went to Spain, and then there was a rabbinical position available, so he got himself a placement bureau, got him a rabbonis in Spain. So this Yekishe rabbi only spoke German. He comes to Spain with all Sfardim, and he starts changing all the menhagim. He changed all the menhagim in Spain. And then when the Megurashim, that was before, and then in 1492, 1497, when the Jews ran away from Spain and from Portugal, and they ran to different places, among them to Morocco, so they took Megurashim, brought all of their menhagim with them, and they forced all the Yekishim menhagim, which they shouldn't have been observing either. They were all Sfardim. They should have observed the Sfardim menhagim. They forced all the Yekishim menhagim on the people who lived in Morocco.
It's 2 days in the Mechaber if you say a bracha.
Right. So the minig by the Sfardim always was that, you know? Right. The minig always was that you don't say a bracha on a minig. Right. History. Yeah. The Gemara has a din. If a person forgot to say Ritzei and Bichas HaMazon, and he realizes after he said, Bode V'rachma V'yushalayim Mamin, it didn't start Atoy V'Meitav yet, so then there's a special Nusach HaBracha to say. If a person forgot Yalav Yovah and Yontav, then there's a special nusach habrocha to say. They have it in the art scroll, siddur. And then there's a special nusach to say Amrish Chodesh. If a person forgot Yalav Yovah and Birchas HaMazon, special nusach to say, if he didn't start Hatoy V'Amed. So the Gemara has a suffix, Anibay Lev Shita Amrish Chodesh, when you say that special brocha, Ashenasan Rosh Chodesh, Amrani Yisrael, Lechapara, something like that, whether you mention Lesimcha or not. What are the two tzedakim in the Gemara? Whether you mention the word l'simcha, on Shabbos you don't say l'simcha. Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed you do say l'simcha, because Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed there is a chiyuv simcha. is derech avelus. Shabbos is not derech avelus because there's no chiyuv simcha. This is says like that from the Yerushalmi. Shabbos is not derech avelus because there's no chiyuv simcha. Yontav v'chalamoy there is a chiyuv simcha, so that's why it's derech avelus. That's how the Gemara says. Also yesid the rabbi v'docha yesid the yochid. On yontav there's a chiyuv simcha. Simcha and avelus are tarti disaster. But on Shabbos there's no chiyuv simcha, so there's nothing to be derech avelus. So on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara has a suffix, but he mentioned the Simcha or not in the special bracha in the Birchas HaMazon. What's the suffix? This is the Shaila. On Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiv Simcha. That's what the Torah quotes, B'Shem HaGoyinim, based on the Pasuk, Yom Simchas Mo'adechem Rosh Echad Sheichem. That's what it means. That's what the Ramban says. That's what it means in the Gemara. Rosh Chodesh Dikri Mo'ed. Rosh Chodesh is the Mo'ed because it's a Chiv Simcha. The Simcha usually is Mechayev to recite the Hallel, Simchas HaNefesh. But on Rosh Chodesh, the Simcha is only a Migdosh. But Gvula and Epis, there is no Simcha B'kumli Asei. There's a Chiyuv Simcha B'Shevi Altase. You're not allowed to do a Maisa Atzvus. You're not allowed to have Hesped V'Tainas on Rosh Chodesh. And some Rishonim seem told that that's a Din D'Raisa. These are Hesped V'Tainas. On Rosh Chodesh is a real Din. That stems from the Chiyuv Simcha. Usually on Yontif, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, not only Simcha B'Shevi Altase, not to have Hesped V'Tainas. The Simcha B'kumli Asei. To have basa v'yayin, to have b'sar kabonis, to have shamini simchas. On Rosh Chodesh, it's only a bigvulin. It's only a simcha b'shevi al tasa. There is no simcha b'kum v'yasei. In Mikdush, there is simcha b'kum v'yayin. It's kaita machat zaitzvahs. Alo l'sechem, aziv chesham. That's the way to express the simcha. Or according to the Ramban, to recite the halal shalom in the Mikdush. But bigvulin, the simcha is only b'shevi al tasa. So that's what the Gemara had a suffix. As fake Adina, when you say that special nusach for one who forgot the Aleviyav and Birchas HaMazon, you mention the word Simcha or not. Someone wanted.
Yeah, I'm going
back
to the bracha on Halal. So is the Chazan says the bracha, is the
Hilo
also supposed to say the bracha, or just go straight?
The Minig Ashkenaz is that everybody says the bracha. Some Sephardic communities have a Minig that the Chazan is like, it's like you have a Shabbos going. So the Chazan is the Shabbos guy. He says the bracha. We just say amen. The Sophic bracha levatala. They quote the Rav Chaim Volozhin had that practice. The Ashkenazim also had that practice. They were choshish not to say bracha levatala. So the Chazan says the bracha. So you say amen and you're yoy.
I don't know. I
mean,
specific
shul
that he was davening in Morocco, but
I wasn't there. Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
No, but in the Swarm they write. There are many communities. There were many different communities in Morocco. Every 5 kilometers, another little village. So there are hundreds of Talmid Chachamim there. There are Kibbutz Tzaddikim all over the place. Yeah. So many of the communities had the minig not to say bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. What's the story that we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? How can you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? It's like a baby with two heads, Rosh Chodesh. Which is the head? Yeshiva with two Rosh Yeshiva. There has to be one head, one Rosh. The Gemara talks about maybe two heads. How much Pidyon HaBen you have to give? Yeah. What do you mean 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim, whether the second day of Rosh Chodesh today is the real Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday, see, by the Yekis here in the neighborhood, they follow all the Menhagim from the Maharil. So the Maharil starts with Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Nissen here this evening goes in order. The Drosh's Maharil, not the Chuvah's Maharil. Sefer Maharil. So on the first page in the Maharil, he says, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so the Gabbai announces on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, he announces before Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, he announces Yaleh V'Yavoy. On the second night, he announces Raush Chodesh. But on the first night, he doesn't say Raush Chodesh, he says Yaleh V'Yavoy. If you only have 1 day Raush Chodesh, so then there are two Minhagim in the Maharil, whether the Gabbai announces Raush Chodesh or he announces Yaleh V'Yavoy. But if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so then they're careful, they'll announce, the first night they'll announce Yalav Yom, because it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Second day is really Rosh Chodesh. So what's the first day of Rosh Chodesh? What is it all about? So it's a big machlokes in Rosh Chodesh. The pashtus is that it's only Medir Rabbanon. The Rambanon, the Sefer HaMitzvos writes like that. First day of Rosh Chodesh is only Medir Rabbanon. What they introduce it for, I don't know. And some other Rosh Chodesh, there are obscure opinions. Rabbi Zevin printed an essay about this. There are opinions in the Rosh Chodesh. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is also Deraisa. How can it be that the first day is Rosh Chodesh Deraisa? Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and a few different Masechtos quotes the Tosefta. How many Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are there in the course of the year? Soirechad Lachaper. So the Gemara says they read it 12 or 13. If the year is a Shana Muberes, then they're going to be 13. And if the year is a Shana Pshuta, they're going to be 12. Tosfos quotes that Tosef to reject the Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Gemara says, commenting on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tika b'chodesh shofar b'kesa l'yom chagenu, ezi chodesh chok l'yisoch mishpat b'do v'kayak. The Gemara says the Pasuk means you should blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is b'kesa l'yom chagenu. That's the chodesh ha'chag miskasa bo. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hidden, because Yontif HaRosh Hashanah swallows up the fact. Everybody knows that it's Rosh Hashanah, they forgot about the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean you forgot about? Who's forgetting about Rosh Chodesh? What is the Gemara driving at? So Tosfos has different suggestions, what it means. So they quote the Rabbeinu Meshulam, who sounds like he said that on Rosh Hashanah, it says in Parshas Pinchas, lists off the Musafim. And then it says, these Musafim are brought Melvad, Olas HaChodesh HaMenchosai, Olas HaTomid HaMenchosai, in his Kayim. What do you mean, Melvad, Olas HaChodesh HaMenchosai? On Rosh Chodesh today, you bring 11 Musafim, 10 are Olas, and one is Achatos. You look in the Siddur, what we just laying Kriyas HaTorah, and a Musaf. 10 are Olas, and one is Achatos. So you just say, What about the Sawyer? So Rabbeinu Meshulam said that there is no Sawyer Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. There are only 11 months a year there's a Sawyer Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Hashanah swallows up Rosh Chodesh, and there's no Sawyer Lachaper. So Rabbeinu Tam said he's wrong. Rabbeinu Tam corresponded with the Rabbeinu Meshulam. He said, you're wrong. It's the Ferish of Tosefta. How many Siri Rosh Chodeshim are there in the course of the year? So that Tosefta says either 12 or 13, depending whether it's Shana Pshuta, Shana Mavera. So you see the Ferish that there is a Sawyer Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah as well. Rabbeinu Meshulam said, I know that. I never said that. They told you over. He corresponded with Rabbeinu Tam. Every time Rabbeinu Tam attacked him, so he would send back a letter. It's in the Sefer Yosha. Rabbeinu Tam sent back a letter. I never said that. They told you over wrong in my name. So he claimed over here, he never said that. He just said that it's not mentioned in the Chumash. It's hidden in the Chumash. Not that you don't bring a Sawyer Rosh Chodesh, but it's not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. So the question is, if you hold that there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh Menatoris, so every other month has 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So there should be 18 Sirei Rosh Chodesh. Should be more. Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So be'echreach, you have to say that even if you hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, even if you hold the first day of Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, you don't bring Musafim on the first day. You only bring Musafim on the second day. So it's a pelos. So why do we daven Musaf on the first day? It's a good question. Yeah. Why should that be so? If the first day is Rosh Chodesh, so why do we not bring the Musafim. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Rambam in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh where the Rambam writes about the Jewish calendar. So he says the Jewish calendar is like an androgynous. It's half solar and half lunar. So he says the months are lunar months and the years are solar years. The years are solar years. Shomer Chodesh Aviv, we just read in the end of Parshas Re'eh. Shemaros Chodesh Aviv means see to it that Pesach falls out in the springtime. And if it's going to, the lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year, so Pesach is always going to be 11 days earlier, 11 days earlier, 11 days earlier. So sometimes it'll be in the winter, sometimes in the fall, sometimes in the spring, sometimes in the summer. Keep on moving, like other Arab calendars like that. Their holidays, their Ramadan keeps on moving around. They don't adjust, they don't make up for the 11 days discrepancy. So the Torah says, Shomaros Chodesh Aviv, see to it that Pesach always falls out in the springtime. So the Rambam explains, based on that pasuk, that the year has to be a solar year. The seasons have to be, Sukkot has to be Bizman HaOsif and so on. But the month should be a lunar month. How do you know? So how do you know the year should be a solar year? Shomaros Chodesh Aviv, that's a pasuk. How do you know the month has to be a lunar month? So the Rambam says, because it says in Chumash, Olas Chodesh Bichod Shoy. How does that show that the month has to be a lunar month? So we usually translate like Oilo Shabbos b'Shabbato, the weekly korban musaf that you bring Oilo Shabbos b'Shabbato. So Oilo Chodesh b'Chodesho, you bring the monthly korban. The Rambam obviously did not translate like that. The Rambam obviously is relying on Targum Onkelos. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Targum writes Oilo Chodesh b'Chodesho b'Ischado Tusei. He doesn't translate Oilo Chodesh b'Chodesho the monthly korban musaf that should be brought every Rosh Chodesh once a month. Oilas Chodesh b'chidusha shel levana. That's how he translates. B'chodesha means b'chidusha shel levana. B'ischad atusei, when the moon is renewed. So the Rambam understood from that Targum Onkelos that that's the pshat in the pasuk. You see that the months have to be lunar months because the Torah says Oilas Chodesh b'chidusha shel levana. It's supposed to be a lunar month and a solar year. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe that's the reason why even those who shine him a hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is also deraisa, but they're no musafim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because the pasuk says only b'chidusha shel levana, not the din that you bring the musafim on Rosh Chodesh. So if you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, both days are mechayif to bring musafim. Chidusha shel levana is mechayif to bring one set of musafim. So why should it be the second day? Should have been the first day. The whole reason why you have the first day because the moilid is on the first day. The Gemara has a din that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovoi in Ma'ariv of the Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara said because Ein Mekatchen is a Chodesh Balayla. Problematic explanation. What do you mean? Kachin's Chodesh Balayla. The din was formulated as Manchi Kitchel Pi Hariyah, but it's already many centuries that without the Kaddish Al Pi Hariyah. So, what does this? You have printed calendars years in advance. We know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. We know. It's not a suffix we're going to establish tomorrow morning that today is Rosh Chodesh going to become Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya. It's not yet. Rosh Chodesh is going to become tomorrow, and Bez Niklis. Today should be Mekudesh B'Kedusha, so Rosh Chodesh should become Lamafer. Now, by us, we know the whole day is Rosh Chodesh. We're not going to have Kiddush HaChodesh done by the Bezdin. So what does it help? Ein Mekatchen is HaChodesh B'Laila. That's a problem. That's a question. What Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shir on that, all Yartzei Drasha dedicated to that topic. But the Gemara says, if he forgets to say Yalav Yavai in Shris, you have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei. When he forgets to say Yalav Yavai in Mincha, the Gemara says, you have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says in Brachas that if the Chazan in the Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris forgets to say Yalav Yavoi, and he finished the whole, sometimes the people scream and the Chazan just goes Vaita, he doesn't listen. So he finished the whole Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris. So the Gemara says the Chazan doesn't have to repeat the Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, he can rely on the Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf. What kind of a din is that? So apparently if you leave out Yalav Yavoi from the Shemoneh Esrei, you're Yotze the Shemoneh Esrei. You're just not Yotze the Chayvus Haskaras Kedusha Sayayim. The Gemara knows that from a Pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Pasuk in Tehillim. So the Gemara asks, V'chei Bayom Baruch Hanasa Ba'alayla Eim Baruch Hanasa, you only bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only recite Brachas in the daytime, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Ba'alayla Eim Baruch Hanasa Ela, what it means is, B'chol Yom Yom Tein Lam Eim Berchoysev Shoyot. Every day, if the day has a special characteristic, as a special, unique feature to it, you should mention that in the Birchas Hamazon and in the Shemoneh Esrei in the Tefillah. So that's the source that you have to mention in Birchas Hamazon and in the Tefillah. Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yontem, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh.
If we're only Mekadesh Kodesh during the day, so what's the point of saying Yalav Yavoi all at night?
Very good questions, right, Rav Soloveitchik? Gave a whole shira. It would take a while to say Yalav Yavoi.
How come the Mesa we go back if we're still Yotzei Tefillah? How come we go back?
Yes, so we. All right, so that's so. From the Gemara, it would appear that the Tefillah you are Yotze, the Birchas Hamazon you are Yotze, even if you forget Ritzei and Shabbos, if you get Yalav Yavoi and Yontif, Yotze the Birchas Hamazon, Yotze the Tefillah. You're just not Yotze the Chayvus Haskaras Kedusha Sayyam, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So the Chachamim, required of us to offer a second tefillah. It shouldn't be a brachah l'batalah. So the answer is, there is an institution of tefillahs nedavah. You can volunteer a tefillas and daven, even though you're not mechuyev to daven. So the Chachamim recommended recite the second Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis, the Torah's tefillas and daven, in order to gain the haskaras kedushas hayom. So the Gemara says, but what if it's the chazan and the chazaras hashatz? He left out the yalav v'yavoy in Shacharis. So then the Gemara says, mishum ticha de tzibur, you don't have the chazan say another Shemoneh Esrei. We yoyt say the Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei. The chazan is going to say the chazaras hashatz and musaf, and in musaf he's going to mention the kedushas hayom. So he'll fulfill the chiyah baruch Hashem yom yom when he davens the musaf.
If a regular individual is not the
chazan,
forgets
Yahweh
Yavo in Shachas, or he thinks he might have forgotten it, so after
he davens,
must have
to repeat it. Right, so the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achreinim about that. What if a Yochid, not the chazan, not the Shlech Tzibur, what if a Yochid forgot Yahweh Yavo in Shachris, and then he didn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? The Magen says he's supposed to. And he davened Musaf, and he davened Musaf is Man Shachris. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achreinim. Some Achreinim say, if B'dieved, if the chazan can rely on that lachatchila, that he's going to mention the haskaras kedushas hayom and musaf mishum ticha de tzibura, so the yochid b'dieved would be yotze. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that we should follow that opinion. That's the shulta giborim on the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says like that, that if the chazan can rely lachatchila, then yochid can rely that he shouldn't have to repeat the Shachris Dikas Shemoneh Esrei if he plans to daven Musaf during this man of Shachris. So then Rav Chaim added on that the whole halacha that l'chatchila the Yochid should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei is based on the institution of Tefillas Nedava. And since Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch recommends we all lack a lot of kavanah when we daven. Most people lack a lot of kavanah when they daven. So we don't recommend people should offer a tefillas and daven. Reb Chaim thought that Bizman Hazeh, the din in the Gemara shouldn't apply. That a yochid lechatchila should rely on the musaf. Instead of volunteering to say, offer a second shachris, a tefillas and daven, in order to gain the haskarah kedushas hayom before you get the musaf. So Reb Chaim thought that Bizman Hazeh, the din should not apply. Yeah, usually we assume the halachas don't change. But the mitzvahs in the world changes, so we know that people today have less kavanah when they daven. Reb Chaim thought that this is included in that din, since we don't recommend tefillas and daven, that we shouldn't recommend to repeat the shachris.
It works for tefillas, but what happens if you're at like the Akhtulam? You already said Rifas, you continue Rifas would say, so you go back to Ritzay also.
Right.
So you're saying a bracha levatala on the things that you on the prophets you previously said, you're not saying an issue necessary to tefillas and daven.
Right.
So what's proud about that?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know. That's a very good question. Okay, there's a lot to discuss. A lot of Rosh Chodeshim. We'll have to discuss more next Rosh Chodesh. Yeah.
If someone forgot Yalav Yavo, it has to, and at night it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, they have to say as a shlomim.
I mean, a person forgot Yalav Yavo in Mincha. So the Gemara says he's supposed to repeat Mincha to mention the Yalav Yavo. He said, what if he forgot all about it till after nighttime? And nighttime is already Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos has the two opinions in Brachas whether he should daven Ma'ariv twice. If a person forgot to daven Mincha, then the din is when he davens Ma'ariv, even though it's a different day, even though Ma'ariv is a different day, the Gemara has a question, do you have Tashlumen from one day to the other? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you do. So whoever forgot to daven mincha should daven ma'ariv, and then say a second Shemoneh Esrei for the tashlum to make up for the mincha. So Tosfos has a machlokes. What if the person daven mincha, but he forgot to say yalav v'yavoy? So do you say he wasn't yotze tefillah at all? So he has to daven Shemoneh Esrei twice. And you say no, he was yotze tefillah, just wasn't yotze the chovas haskaras kedushas hayom. So what's it going to help? He's going to daven ma'ariv. He's not going to say yalav v'yavoy in the second Shemoneh Esrei. So that's a machloikas. And we paskin that Sofik Brachas Lahakal. We paskin, we assume that you are Yotze the Shemoneh Esrei. Even if you forget Yalav Yavi, you were Yotze the Shemoneh Esrei. Just weren't Yotze the Chayvas Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim. So, such a case, we would paskin that you should not say Ma'ariv twice. Even let's say that 2 days were Shchedish. So the first day was Shchedish, he David Mincha forgot Yalav Yavi. And the second night, he will be saying Yalav Yavi. If he'll say a second Shemoneh Esrei, he will say Yalav Yav in the second Shemoneh Esrei. So some Achrayim say that in that case, L'chol HaDeis, he should say a Tashlumen. And other Achrayim say, no, it doesn't make any sense. Even if it's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, what does it help? He's going to say the second Shemoneh Esrei. He already davened Mincha. He was Yotzei in the Mincha. Just was Yotzei. Chavis, Chaskaris, Kedush HaYom. So what does it help? He's going to say Yalav Yov in the second Shemoneh Esrei. But today is the second day. Today Yalav Yov is for today. You missed for yesterday. So you won't gain. That's how we assume, even if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. They say that when the Baal Shem Tov, Mrs. Nadav Yehuda, was a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov. There was a period of time that they lived in the same city. And Baal Shem Tov started a new movement, the Hasidus, and Nadav Yehuda is very opposed to the movement. Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva where he's unhappy about the Hasidim saying the Shem Yichud. You shouldn't say the Shem Yichud. It's against the halacha. Everybody assumes Tamil the Shema. Everybody knows you're doing a mitzvah. You don't have to say the Shem Yichud. So they say, the story goes that Nadav Yehuda, when they lived in the same building, Nadav Yehuda called in the Baal Shem Tov, and he said, you want to found a new movement of Hasidus, you have to be learned, you have to be a Talmid Chacham. So he asked him a couple of questions on halacha to see if he knows elementary halacha. So they say that he asked him a question, it was on Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon. So he asked him, what's the din if you forget to say Yalav Yavad by Ma'ariv? The after daven over Shmanas, he wanted to see if he knows the din. So the, supposedly the story goes that the Baal Shem Tov answered, Rebbe, he didn't want to give a straight answer. He said, Rebbe, it wouldn't make a difference, not for your followers, not for my followers. My followers would never forget Yalav Yavad the first time. And your followers, by the Mistagnim, if you would tell them to daven a second time, they would forget Yalav Yavad the second time also. So the Hasidish version of the story goes that that day, Nadav Yehuda forgot Yalav Yavah and Shachris, and he said the Shemoneh Esrei the second time. They forgot Yalav Yavah the second time also. That's the Hasidish version of the story. Different stories about when they lived in the same village together. One of the stories has to do with Morocco. I just came back from Morocco. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh lived in Morocco. He was born, he lived in Morocco for the first years of his life. He died at the age of 47. And he moved there to Israel and he established the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he died after a year and a half, 2 years after he established the yeshiva. The Chido, who was a famous Sfardish Goyim, the Chido learned in his yeshiva as a teenage. So he writes about how impressive the Orach Chaim HaKadosh was. So the story goes that Nadav Yehuda's daughter used to go visit her cousin, the Baal Shem Tov, against the wishes of her father. She never told the father that she visited, because she knew the father would be upset. Nadav Yehuda is a cousin of Mrs. Nadav Yehuda was a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov. So the daughter of Nadav Yehuda used to go visit. She never told the father, she didn't want to get him angry. So on one occasion, when she visited the Baal Shem Tov, he stood up in the middle of a conversation, he ripped his bag and he ripped Kriya and he sat down and he kept on carried on the conversation. So she didn't understand why he ripped Kriya. It had nothing to do with what they were talking about. Then a few weeks later, they found out that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh passed away on that day at that time. So that's when she told her father, I want you to know that I was visiting the Baal Shem Tov. I never told you. I thought you'd get angry. But you should realize that the man has Ruach HaKadosh, that a month, we just found out today, that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh passed away in Eretz Yisrael. And he ripped Kriya at that time. I was visiting my hand, he ripped Kriya. So obviously the man has Ruach HaKodesh. He knows that that the tzaddik passed away. So the Nadav Yehuda is very stern. And he said he was Oivram Bal Tashchis. Because the halacha says you only rip Kriya if you're there b'shas yitzias neshama, or you hear from Adam Neman. So the Chassidish version of the story goes that they went back and they told the Baal Shem Tov what the Nadav Yehuda said. So he said, I was there b'shas yitzias neshama. He was in Poland. No, Chaim died in Yerushalayim. So I was there b'shas yitzias neshama. But the Moroccan Jews have a different tradition of the story. That when the Baal Shem Tov, you have to check on the calendar. They say the Chaim passed away on Shabbos. And the Baal Shem Tov knew right away on Shabbos. If he died on Shabbos, he didn't rip Kriya. You don't rip Kriya on Shabbos. There's a contradiction between the Chassidish version of the story and the Moroccan version of the story. So the Moroccans have the version of the story that when the Baal Shem Tov was washing the Tiflis Yadayim for Shalosh Shudas, so he realized right away that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh must have passed away, because there's some kind of a sod in Kabbalah that has to do with Ntilus Yadayim, that only one person in the generation is zeichet to hear, zeichet to understand. And when he never knew that sod, and when he washed Ntilus Yadayim for Shalosh Shudos on Shabbos, all of a sudden it was nizgalah to him, the sod. So he realized that the person who had the sod was the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He must have passed away, and that's why now I was zeichet to the sod. So the two stories seem to contradict each other. He died on Shabbos, the Baal Shem Tov wasn't going to read Kriya.
Is there any connection between 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or is it totally different thing?
2 days Rosh Hashanah is a takana de Rabbanon, yeah, I don't think so. Totally different. 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the second day is Rosh Chodesh. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur we count from the first day, not from the second. I don't think so. 2 days Rosh Chodesh is a big problem. Okay, so what are we learning? Nachamo. So we left off here at the beginning of Perek El, and I was a little ksubis. There was a machleg zarmei nechachamim, whether ketano yesh la knas or not, and the Gemara Mem Amid Bey says the mocker for the chachamim of the Ramei who said that ketano yesh la knas is from the fact that the pasuk spells naira nun ayin reish, which means a naira chaser. That's 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Amid Beis. We darshan moli and chaser. A lot of drushes like that, that are based on moli and chaser. The Gemara has, in Parshas Chukas, has a dinam. If a person is a tomei meis, so you can't just go to the mikvah and become tomei. Someone has to be mazeh paraduma water on him. He's a tohar al atomei, b'yom ha-shlishi, b'yom ha-shvi, and then he can go to mikveh to become tohar. But without the hazos mei para, he can't become tohar. So the pasuk says, he's a tohar al atomei. So the Gemara records that bizman b'aisheni, there were a lot of disputes between the tzedukim and the prushim. So one of them was about this, whether a tful yom, a person who went to mikveh, a person was tomei, went to mikveh, and he didn't yet have harav shemesh. So Tvoyoyim, the first daf in brachas, first mishnah brachas. Tvoyoyim is not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat kochim. He is permitted to eat maisusheni, even though it says lo biyartim mena b'tomi, you're not allowed to consume maisusheni in the state of tuma, but tovol biyola, ochel b'maisa. Once you went to the mikveh, even though you're a Tvoyoyim, you're allowed to eat maisusheni. But the Tvoyoyim is not allowed to eat truma b'kochim. So the tzedukim were of the opinion that a Tvoyoyim is not allowed to do the paraduma. He's not allowed to be mazeh, he's a Torah, has to be tohar legamrei. Paradum is like kochim, chatas kai rachman is like a korban chatas, so atul yam is tomeh. And the chachamim disagreed, and they said that we don't listen to anything that tzedukim say, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, and kedei l'hoitzim ilib, am shalat tzedukim, the Mishnah says, whenever they made a paraduma, it wasn't so often, there were only 9 paradumas in the history of the world so far, 10th one will be l'mos ha-mashiach, he make a paraduma, it lasts for 150 years, lasts for a long time. So the Gemara says during Zman Baisheni, Kedei Lehoitzim Elib Mesholat Tzedukim, they had the practice, Metamin Ahoyu HaKoyin HaSarfis HaPor, used to be Metami the Koyin who made the Paraduma, then they had him go to Mikveh, and they had Bedafke, they did it with a Tful Yom. Bedafke showed to demonstrate that we don't accept anything from the Tzedukim, even their Chumers. It used to be Metami the Koyin. And the Chachamim disagree, they say a Tful Yom Ked, they disagree with the Tzedukim, it says, V'yiz HaTohar Al HaTomei, Tohar Koldu. Where did they say in the, where did they see in the word, V'yiz HaTohar Al HaTomei, that a Tohar Koldu who is good? So I mentioned, I think yesterday, that there was some Rav from Germany, Talmud Chacham, who put out a Sefer, all the drushes of the Gemara that are based on Moli and Chaser. So he thinks that the drushes from the fact that the word V'yiz HaTohar Allah tell me the word Torah is spelled Tes Hei Resh, missing a Vav. There were a lot of drushes like that. So this Sefer has many, many drushes, famous drushes in the Gemara. We never really understood what the drusha was. He said the drusha is based on Moli and Chosim. There's such a drusha in the opening pasuk, in Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Alokechem, Parshas Kedoshim. So there's a comment made in the Torah's Kehanim, in the Sifro, on the pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani, Kedoshim Tiyu, Yochol Kamoni, maybe you should be as Kodosh as I am, on the same level as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamalam, Ki Kodosh Ani, Hashem Alokechem, Kedushasi Lemaila Mikdushascha, my Kedusha is going to be higher than yours. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Doesn't sound faker. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani, Hashem Alokechem, you should be Kedoshim because I'm Kodosh. Where do you see Kedushasi the Maila Mikdushas Chem. So this Sefer and others point this out also. One of the Enoklof, one of the descendants of the Chassam Sefer, has it also in Das Sefer on Chumash. So he writes, because Kedoshim Tiyo is written Chaser, Kuv Dalet Shin Yud Mem, and Kikodesh Ani is written Mole, Kuv Dalet Vav Shin. So Mole means Kedushas Elamadim Mikdushas Chem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us to lead a life of Kedoshim Tiyu Chaser, incomplete. What is it driving at? That's a different discussion. What's the Kavanah of the Medrash? Rav Shem Mishkop has a famous essay in the Hakdamah to his Sefer, Shari Yosha, where he tries to interpret what the Torah's Kahana means. What do you mean? We should act in an incomplete fashion of Kedusha, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has a higher level of Kedusha. Yeah, we have a problem. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sefer Torah that you can only learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. If you have a puzzle of Sefer Torah, you can't be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. In the Tshuva, the Rambam says not so. The Tshuva was written earlier. The Tshuva, the Rambam says that the minig all over in Spain was that they learn Balpeh. They learn from a puzzle of Sefer Torah or from a Sefer Torah that's not kosher. But the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tshuva Sarajbo, who points to this discrepancy. So the Rajbo writes, apparently the Rambam changed his mind. In his earlier years, he wrote the Tshuva that you can learn Kriyas HaTorah from a puzzle of Sefer Torah. In his later years, he changed his mind. And he wrote in the Mishnah Torah that you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. That's why in Shulchan Aruch says, let's say in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you realize that there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So you stop and you put away the Sefer Torah, take out a new one. You have to lean over everything that you leaned already. So the Beis Yosef quotes from his Rebbe, Mari Abuav, I think. He quotes Mari Abuav that b'diavad you rely on the Rambam. L'chatchila, we don't follow that Shuvas Rambam. If you only have a puzzle of Sefer Torah, we wouldn't lean Kriyas HaTorah. We would forgo Kriyas HaTorah. But b'diavad, if you lean half of the Sedra, then you find a mistake. So b'diavad, we rely on the Shuvas Rambam, and you don't have to lean over. So the poskim are all wondering, how can anybody lane Kriyas HaTorah with a bracha? We have a word, Petzua Daka, and there are two versions where the Petzua Daka is spelled Dalet Chof Aleph and Dalet Chof Hei. Half of the Sefer Torah in the world have a Hei, half of them have an Aleph. So whichever it is, the Rambam writes that Sefer Torah Shechosa Oisachas is puzzle. If you're missing one letter, is puzzle. So it's a suffix what the spelling is. So how can anybody learn Kriyas HaTorah with a bracha if there's a suffix? So it's a big problem. So the Menchas Chinuch gives a suggestion, and Balais Breira, that's what we accept his suggestion. He says, if you look in a dictionary, there are correct spellings for the word daka. Dalet Chafal and Dalet Chafei. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. You can spell it either way. So the only time the Rambam says that a Sefer Torah that has a mistake is puzzle, and you can't learn, that's if he spelled, let's say, Noyach, Nun, Chof. Instead of Nun, Ches, he spelled Noyach, Nun, Chof. That's a mistake. That's a misspelling. He spelled Noyach, a long Nun, instead of a small Nun. That's a mistake. But if he spelled Noyach, Nun, Vav, Ches, that's not the correct spelling, but that's not a mistake. Let's say he spelled Aharon. In modern Hebrew, in Israeli newspapers, they spell everything Mole. So once in a long while, Aharon is spelled in Terach, Aleph, Hei, Resh, Vav, Nun. Usually spelled Chosa. Aleph Reishnun. So if you have, the Minchas Chinuch suggests, if you have a Sefer Torah that has an extra letter, Aharon, Aleph Reish Vav Nun, he thinks that maybe that doesn't puzzle B'dievet. L'chatchil, you should correct it. You should remove the Vav and make it into one word. But he says he thinks that maybe it doesn't puzzle. So he thinks maybe since Petzua Daka, the word Daka has two correct spellings, just a question, which is the correct Masorah? Which, what's supposed to be the text according to the Masorah? So we don't know what it is, but b'dievet that wouldn't possible because it's not a mistake. So the poskim say, under the circumstances, that's the best teretz that we have. The Shagzari talks about this kasha, other poskim. So we assume like the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch just says, what if you have a mistake? There's a kriya ksiv. It says tishagalna, and the kriya is tishachavna, or any other kriya ksiv. So if you have written according to the Kri, not according to the Ksiv, that's not correct. A Kri Ksiv is supposed to be written according to the Ksiv, supposed to say it according to the Kri. So the Kri Ksiv is no good. So the later Poskim assume like the Minchas Chinuch, So they raise a question, what's with the spelling of Na'ara? What if you have, you look in Parshas Inesim Afata, and word Na'ara is spelled Nunayin Resh Hey. It's supposed to be spelled Nunayin Resh, and we darshan a drasha from the fact that it's spelled Nunayin Resh. Na'ara Chasir, that's the Gemara Mem Mem Beis. Na'ara Chasir is a Ktana. That's how we know, that's how the Chachamim know to disagree with Reb Meir. That a Ktana Yesh Lo Knas. So what if you have a Sefer Torah that's spelled Nunayin Resh Hey? They say there are two correct spellings for the word Na'ara, either Nunayin Resh or Nunayin Resh Hey. The Masora is, it's supposed to be spelled over here, Nun Ayin Resh, and we even darshan from the fact that's what's the word supposed to be spelled. But maybe either way is a correct spelling, a biblical Hebrew, the two ways to spell the word Na'aro. Would you say that that's acceptable, or would you say no, that this is a place like a Kriya Ksiv, that this would possibly be evidence. So that's what they have suffering. If you should assume like them in Haschim, them whatever, there's no misspelling, whenever there's no misspelling, even though that's not the correct, it's not correct what it says according to the Masorah, it's not correct according to what the Ksiv is supposed to be, but it wouldn't possibly be ever. So that's a Shaila. Is this treated Nunayin Resh Hey instead of Nunayin Resh? Is that considered like a Kriya Ksiv? That it would possibly be ever because he darshan a din from it? Well, no, maybe that's like Tzua Daka, also wouldn't possibly be ever. Okay, so the perek began, Nohamol. Perek begins with the din that not only is there knas for a ksheiro, there's even knas for a chavi lavin against the two tanoim, even though lo kreen and beva lo yisi eli isha, so isha shen evu ila kaima, and even by chavi krisis, where it's ain kedush and tovsin, not only is it lo yisi eli isha, there's no mitzvah la kaima, it's not even tvisis kedushin, can't even have lo yisi, havai means tvisis kedushin, also not. So the Gemara went through what is an example of an Isha who Asura where there is Tfisis Kedushin. According to the Halacha, we pass like Shimon Atemani, so the only Chavi Krisis is Ein Kedushin Tosin. All Chavi Lavin is Kedushin Tosin. The Gemara went through the four versions of Rebbe Akiva, who was more Machmer than Shimon Atemani, that he would also agree that there are cases where there would be an Isha who Asura and a Roy Lekaima, but Kedushin would be Tosin.
Yeah.
Shimon Anasi says, even by Chayv Elavinat, Shimon Atimani says, Isha Shiesh Bahavaya, by Chayv Krisis, there's no Knas. Because V'loi Seel Isha has the connotation of Havaya, Tfisis Kiddushin. So Chayv Elavin, it is possible to have Tfisis Kiddushin. So according to Shimon Atimani, there would be a Chayv Knas by Chayv Elavin, there would be a Chayv Knas by Chayv Krisis. And Shimon ben Asya says, Isha Haruya Lekaima, has been Isha Hamuteris, but there's a mitzvah of Eloi Seili Isha. So he knocks off both Chaybi Krisis and Chaybi Lav. That's what Gemara says, My Benayi Kiminayu, the Chaybi Lav.
He would not say this. He knocks off both.
He knocks off both. Yeah, that's how the Gemara says. Shimon HaTemona only knocks off Chaybi Krisis. And Shimon ben Asya knocks off both, by Chaybi Lav and by Chaybi Krisis. There's no Chiyav Knas. And we don't pass him like either. We pass him like the Mishnah. So then the Gemara points out that the Mishnah, the Gemara points out on Lamed Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, the line begins with the words V'lapukim and the Rav Nechunya ben Akana de Tanya. So the Gemara points out that the Mishnah contrasts between Chayvi Mises and Chayvi Krisis. That if the person is Ma'anes, an Arab Sula, where there's an Isa Misa, let's say she's an Eshe Zish, there's an Isa Misa, then we're going to say, Kom Lebi de Rabmanet. That's the Pasik. Amosan Yev and Asatan Nevish Tachas Nevish. Lo Yosan Onish Yonish. By the Dmei Velod, this came out to Anash, and not Kvish Ar, the Yotsu Yolo Deo. And Lo Yosan, if the woman doesn't get killed, Onish Yonish, they pay the Dmei Velod. It's Amosan Yev, if the woman gets killed, so then you don't pay the Dmei Velod, it's because Kom Lebi de Rabmanet. Even though you're not allowed to kill an Uber, that's also, we assume, to kill an Uber is an Isa Deraisa, but you see from this Pasik that there's no Chiyav Misa. No chiyav misa, so you don't say kam levi derabmane. But killing the woman, isha muber, is that there is a chiyav misa. If a nochri kills an uber, the Gemara says ben rach is neragal uber. The Gemara says if a nochri kills an uber, he's chayav misa for that. Now he steals the pachas mishavet putas chayv misa. Now he violates any of the seven mitzvahs ben enoich is chayv misa. Now he beats somebody up is chayv misa. That's one of the seven mitzvahs ben enoich. So if now he kills an uber, is chayv misa bezin. But by Yisrael, we learn out from this pasuk by the Mevilotas that killing an uber is not chayv misa. That's a mishnah in the end of Nida. It says tinik ben yomo ahargo neragolav. Only if the baby was born already. The baby wasn't born, then you see from the Mishnah, it's not yet a Tinik Ben Yoma, he wasn't born yet, that a Harga ate an Eregolim. So how did the Tanoim know that? How did they know that killing an Uber, there's no Chiyam Misa? We assume killing an Uber, there is an Isa Deraisa. But how do you know that there's no Chiyam Misa? So the Achorinim say, the Mokir is from this Pasuk by the Mevalotis, that the Chumash says, you only say, come Lebi Dirab Minei, if a Masan Yi, if the woman gets killed, loses her life. But if the Uber lost his life, he do pay the Mevalotis. I see that there's no come Lebi Dirab Minei. So the Mishnah is clear, Chav Tesem and Aleph, and the next Mishnah says like that. There's only Oynes and Mefata if there's no Chiyav Misa, there's a Chiyav Lav, Chiyav Kores, there's no Kom Levi Dirab Mine. But if there's a Chiyav Misa, then you say Kom Levi Dirab Mine. So the Gemara says, La Pukim and Armachuni Ben Akana, Armachuni Ben Akana Hoi Oise, is Yom Kippurim Le Shabbos. So Rashi explains, what does it mean Oise is Yom Kippurim Le Shabbos? It's referring to the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Haserv Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos, if I burn down someone else's barn on the weekdays, I'm Chai Mitam Morim Amazik, I'm an arson, so I have to pay. But if I burn down Haserv Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos, it's Kom Levi D'Rabbani because I'm Chai Misa. But Masha'ini came B'Yom HaKippurim, if I burn down his barn on Yom Kippur, there's no Chai Misa, there's only Chai Misa, there's no Kom Levi D'Rabbani. So Ram Chudim Ben HaKana Ha'ei says Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, he holds on Yom Kippur also. Just like Chiyav Misa, Patas from Mammon, Kam Levi D'Rabbine, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it wasn't year. You don't pay the Mevalotis, so the same applies to Chiyav Kores. We don't pass like Kam Mechon Yimei Nakon. We don't accept his opinion. So the Gemara has a famous Machloikis Abai V'Rovim. What is the Mokor of Rav Mechon Yimei Nakon? How does he know that that's so? That you should say Kam Levi D'Rabbine, that just like Mises Bezen Patas from Mammon, just like the Pasuk says, Masan Yir, Menasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, that Misa Patas from Mammon, how does he know that Kor is Patas from Mammon? So Abaye sounds like he's saying that it's a Xereshova, Osan, Osan. Where does it say Osan? In Masan Yir, in Lo Yir Osan, Onishi Onish, in Masan Yir, Menasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So the word Osan appears in Chumash in connection with Kom Leibe Derabminates in Parshas Mishpatim, Ishmos Chaf Aleph, by the Dmei Velodis Pasi. So, and that Pasi goes by a Chi of Mises Bezen. Killing the Uber, there's no Mises Bezen. Maybe there's Mises B'dei Shamayim. But killing the Uber, there's no Mises Bezen. Killing the Isha, there is Mises Bezen. And then there's another Pasi that says, Yaakov Avinu was afraid to let his son Binyamin go, Pen Yekrenu Osan Baderach. So you see from that Pasi that even Mises B'dei Shamayim is also referred to as Osan. So you're learning Zereshava, Asan Asan, just like by Mises Bezna, the Patas from Mammon, so Mises B'dei Shemayim also Patas from Mammon. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye's source, we don't pass like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, but there'll be an afkemina l'din between Abaye and Rabbi, what did Rav Nechunya ben Akana say? So according to Abaye, Rav Nechunya ben Akana seems to say, not only Ha'yoyse is Yom Kippurim l'Shabbos, because Yom Kippur has Kores, which is Mochama, Kores on Mises B'dei Shemayim. Which is Mohammed. So the Babli says that Koris is Mohammed. There's that in my cup. So the Babli says that Koris, the person, is supposed to die at the age of 50. Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim is supposed to die at the age of 60. Taisa says we see a lot of people who violate Koris and Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim. They live to Arayuchas Yamim. So Taisa says apparently they have a lot of schusim. They gave tzedakah, whatever. There's some reason. But officially, one is Chayav Koris, supposed to die at the age of 50. Mises B'dei Shemayim is supposed to die at the age of 60. The Avnei Miluim quotes a Yerushalmi, the beginning of the Avnei Miluim quotes a Yerushalmi that says against the Bavli. The Mises B'dei Shemayim is Mochaman and Koris. But the Gemara seems to be assuming, the Bavli seems to be assuming, like the Bavli in the end of Moed Katan, that Koris is Mochaman. So the Shad is whether Rav Nechunya ben Akana only Hayoy says Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, that Koris Patas from Mammon, what would he say whether Mises B'dei Shemayim, which is less of an Onish than Koris, would he say that also Patas? So the Gemara says, on Laman on the base, that's the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye is Mokar, Pen Yikrenu Osan Baderech, Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe Binyamin would be punished with a Misa B'dei Shamayim. So you see that even Misa B'dei Shamayim also makes Kamala with the Rabbani. Masha'enikein, according to Rava, that's about 8 lines from the top of Laman and Beis. Rava Omar, Rava disagrees with Abai. Taimir Anuchim Men Akana Mehacha. The Mahalem Yalim Am Hortzes and Emen Ishahu. Visita Mizara La Moilach. One who violates Moilach is Chayiv Koris, not Misa B'dei Shamayim. Misamte Ani Espana B'Ishahu. So the pasuk seems to only to be speaking about chorus is equivalent to misa. There is no mocha that says misa b'dei shamayim is the same, is as powerful as misa's bez. So the Gemara says that'll be an afkamina between Abai v'Rova. What about zar shachal truma? Zar shachal truma is misa b'dei shamayim. Zar shachal truma is amazing. Is misa b'dei shamayim? Would that make kamla with the rabbinate? So the Gemara says, that's the nafkemina, ikemenai, zah shachal truma, labai potter, or the rabba chayiv. Yeah. Where does the Gemara see in that pasuk? Yank Bavina was afraid to let Binyamin go because penyukenu osan badera. Where do you see the pasuk? It's talking about misa b'dei shamayim. Very strange Gemara. So the Netziv has a fantastic suggestion in his commentary on the Shiltas, on that pasuk. He quotes different Gemaras. So one Gemara says, "Kol adrocha mecheska sakona." Yankel Vina was afraid. Pen yikrenu osan baderech. An osan, an accident could happen in the house also. There can be an earthquake and the guy can get killed. The ceiling can cave in. A bomb can drop. What are you only afraid of? Osan baderech. So the Gemara says, "Kol adrocha mecheska sakona." And then there's another Gemara that says, "Hasata mekatrek b'shas ha-sakona." Yankel Vina was afraid that maybe Binyamin sinned, and maybe he deserves a punishment. But if he's not going to go baderech, so there won't be any sakana. But hasata mikatrek b'shas ha-sakana, and kol adroch mecheska sakana, so he's afraid to let Binyamin go, travel on the highway, because hasata mikatrek b'shas ha-sakana. The sot may be mikatrek to collect misa b'dei shamayim from Binyamin. That's how the Chazal understood the pasuk. An eye-opener. Chazal understood that that's what the pasuk is talking about. Yankel Avinu is afraid, pen yikrenu osa maderech, maybe the satan will come to collect misa b'dei shamayim from Binyamin. And then Tziv goes further to explain more halacha is based on this. But that's apparently what the Gemara means over here.
Okay. There isn't the pasuk about Tanah Shahana, but we assume that that means mama. So then
right.
How does that teach you that you're not high mama, but if you kill the woman, you're only high?
Yeah, that moment, according to the Tana who says when it's Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh means you pay moment, that moment is probably Kapara. You'll have to learn the Taisus on Amid Beis. It's an important Taisus, Zar She'ochal. Taisus explains that there are 3 different types of Tashlumen. There's moment, Iknas, and Kapara. So that Pasuk is like paying Koifer. Kapara is not subject to Kamla B'dirab Mine.
You also get
No, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Yeah, whether you skaven laharagazev or haragazev, whether you chayv nisa or not, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskin. The Rambam paskin is skaven laharagazev or haragazev is potter from nisa. He paskins like the Tana Reb Shimon. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and the Ayins where the Mishnais talk about Ritzicha. And the Ravid thinks that we shouldn't paskin like Reb Shimon. That's a machlokes. How do you read? The Chachamim say, "Asata nevesh tachas nefesh is kibshuto." It's kavan lahargazev or hargazev chayv misa. Because when it says ki notzu anoshim, the Gemara has a tradition. B'mitzu shebimisha, kosa b'dabe. They're fighting with each other. They want to kill each other. So the ki notzu anoshim is kavan lahargazev, b'hargazev. They killed the woman accidentally. So the Chachamim say kibshuto. Asata nevesh tachas nefesh is mamish chayv misa. And Reb Shimon says, no, not chayiv misa. Satan nefesh tachas nefesh means he deserves misa, but he doesn't get the misa. And then there's a further machlokes whether nefesh tachas nefesh means mammon or not. Do you pay any mammon or not? But if you pay the mammon, that's a chiyuv mammon of kapara. We'll have to do the tesis tomorrow. Okay, I apologize that I have to leave early today. Belinetta, tomorrow this year is normal. What is normal for Thursday? A quarter to 11. Okay.
Is it
I don't know. We have a choice. Should we do this Shabbos? I'm going to speak about the parasha. I'm going to be here for Shabbos. I don't know. How many people want to have Parsha? How many people want to go Gemara Ksubis? I thought today we had the break. We spoke about Rosh Chodesh. Usually it's too much to have 5 days a week Gemara. So I usually spend one day on Mili Dagarta or something else. So everyone wants Gemara. Okay, so we'll do that. Good.